Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. I really appreciate you giving me your time. Hope all is going well. Whatever you're up to today, this is episode number 165. And with Black Friday and Cyber Monday here in the States right around the corner today, I wanted to share a case study with you with one of my students who got some amazing results from a Black Friday and Cyber Monday promotion that she ran last year for a local fitness and tennis club. Her name is Jackie Ellis, and today we're going to break down how she generated over $30,000 in revenue from a Facebook ad spend of just $600 last year with this Cyber Monday deal. It works so well, obviously, here that she's running the promotion again this year with a few tweaks, and we're going to get into what she's going to do differently this year. We talk about this pre-sale technique that she used. She breaks that down. We talk about her targeting. We talk about the offers that she made, what worked well, what didn't work so well, and a whole lot more in today's episode here with Jackie. Remember, if you are going to be running Facebook ads on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, don't wait to put those Facebook ad campaigns together. And the reason for that is approval time with Facebook is likely going to take a bit longer due to the increased volume of ads running on the platform those few days, and especially that weekend. And you don't want to miss your window if you're going to be running ads and you want ads running on those specific days. So get the ad campaign set up and into Facebook for approval well in advance so that you can be running your ads exactly when you want to. We are going to jump right into it today. So let's go hang out with Jackie Ellis. Jackie, super pumped to have you on the podcast here. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We've been chatting here for the past few minutes before going live and starting to record here about what you've been up to. And I'm really excited to be talking to you today about this Cyber Monday deal, actually, and Black Friday also that you did last year for is it your fitness and tennis club? I mean, is it you work there though, right? Or you're doing work for them?
Yeah, I've worked there for 4 years. I don't own the club.
Right.
I started as a trainer and then got interested in marketing. So now I do their marketing.
Okay, cool. And you're getting them huge, huge results. and in full transparency and disclosure, you took my local course a while back, and you're doing a lot of work with Facebook ads right now. And I really want to dive into this. Basically this case study, if you will, of how you're getting great results or how you got great results for this local tennis and fitness club. Where are you located again, by the way?
We're in Bellingham, Washington, which is like as far northwest as you can go, almost in Canada.
Okay, cool. Cool. I actually didn't know Bellingham was way up there. Interesting.
Yeah, we're up there.
Okay. Okay, cool. So let's dive into this strategy here, and let's start right off with why you wanted to do this campaign. Like, what was your goal of the campaign when you were thinking about doing it?
Well, I had, like you said, I had two promotions that were going on. We had Black Friday, and then we had Cyber Monday. And my Black Friday, to be honest, was inspired by Melanie Duncan.
Okay.
Last year, she sent out like a holiday special kind of roadmap, like a plan. And so I used that strategy just for creating more personal training sales. We sold some products. We had some things that were going to be on special. So we had like three training sessions for $99, three tennis lessons for $99, and then some products that we just wanted to move out. Mm-hmm. That brought in about $4,000. And I didn't really run very many ads to that at all. Our Cyber Monday special was to drive memberships. Okay. So we're a tennis and fitness club. Mm-hmm. In the tennis area, our tennis memberships sell out this time of year because the weather is really just wet and gross.
Sure.
And we cap them. So we were getting very close to our cap. Mm-hmm. So we only had a limited number of memberships available. And I just wanted those gone. Okay. I just wanted capped our membership. So we offered a zero initiation, which is a $500 savings.
Got it.
And with a 12-month commitment. And then our fitness membership, also zero initiation, which was normally $125. Mm-hmm. And we just offered both of them, even though I really wanted to cap out the tennis.
Got it. Yeah. So two different types of promotions, the Black Friday promotion, you know, personal training sessions and so forth, and mm-hmm. the Cyber Monday, where you were looking to do memberships. Now with the Black Friday, I know that the Cyber Monday was far more successful for you, but you did find success, right, in the Black Friday campaign?
Yes. And I think, so the challenge with the Black Friday is being a local business, we don't use a lot of online software that's mm-hmm. compatible with Facebook ads, I guess. Like I couldn't put a pixel on my sales page or on sure. my page.
Sure.
So I created a landing page that looked like a sales page. So it had all the different options. And if you click on what you were interested in, it would take you to our website where I couldn't track conversions, right? So I just ran ads specifically to traffic on that one and then just tallied up all the sales that came in, you know, separately. But I did cross promote both of these promotions. So if you signed up for the 1 day Cyber Monday special and you signed up early enough, you'd get information about the Black Friday. And if you signed up for Black Friday, you'd also get information about the Cyber Monday.
Okay. And you, so for the, let's start with that Black Friday promotion. So you were running ads. You said you were doing traffic because you couldn't place the pixel. What did your targeting look like? And was the offer the three sessions or whatever for $99? So it was the special offer. It was, you were driving right to a sale on the sales page. Is that right?
Right. So my Black Friday promotion, like my Facebook ads were kind of generic. Okay. So we changed like our Facebook cover photo, ran some just generic ads that said like save up to what, I don't know, 65%, you know, on services and products for our Black Friday special. And then it was the strategy that I got from Melanie Duncan was get on the pre-sale list. So then I had a couple of email series leading up to that if you got on the pre-sale list, you actually got it a day early. I actually did it 2 days early because I kind of was annoyed with offering people things on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Relax, people. Don't shop on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I actually offered it to them on Wednesday.
Okay.
And so the ads were generic. It didn't say specifically what it was. But once you got my email, then you got a link to my sales page. And the sales page listed out all the things that were available.
I got it. So what days were you running those Facebook ads leading up to that, to the Black Friday?
I want to say it wasn't even a week in advance. I had started posting some just organic posts on the Facebook page and changed the cover photo to get on the pre-sale list, but I didn't run any paid ads. And I ran very few paid ads, honestly.
For that one.
For that. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. What was the incentive for people to get on the early interest list?
Was that they were going to get there were limited quantities of things.
Okay.
And that they were going to get it early, earlier than Black Friday. I think I also threw in some extra offers that other people weren't going to get. Really, it was kind of interesting because it wasn't that special, to be honest, to get on the pre-sale list. But the idea of being on the pre-sale list, I think, appealed to people.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So you did the Black Friday. You did the Black Friday deal and it was successful for you. But it was, I mean, from the comparing the scope of the success of the Cyber Monday deal, it was much less. So let's talk about that Cyber Monday deal. First of all, what was the offer that you made? Because you were trying to get people to get into the both the fitness and the tennis memberships, which are obviously, you know, you said 12-month commitment, bigger dollar value. What was the offer that you were making there?
So the offer was just zero initiation. That's it.
$500. Got it.
Yeah. So, and to be honest, I was really scared to run these ads because we had not played around with a lot of Facebook ads before. Like this fall promotion was like our first like big one. And now from going from zero to this, I'm asking people to commit like $1,400 right off the bat. Right.
Yeah.
So, we decided to create a video. And it was the goofiest video. I'm actually really embarrassed about it, but I'll share it with you if you want.
Absolutely. I haven't seen this video. I want to see it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
I don't know. I don't know if I can send you a link while we're on here or if you just want it after.
Yeah, we'll do it after. We'll put it in the show notes for the episode today. Yeah.
So we basically took the idea of just zero and we asked members and staff to like think of how they would say zero in a goofy way. So the video starts out and I have one of my staff members like this. And of course the video, like the image is frozen on this, right? And she's like, it looks like she's whispering. So then you got to click on it to see like, what is she whispering about? And she's like, zero. And then someone holds up a sign. They're like, zero. And then it just got really goofy. And but it was fun and it got a lot of attention. And that's what I used for a lot of the retargeting for the promo. So I think the video helped a lot. But the thing that I would do differently is pay a little bit more attention to the targeting that I used. I think I wasted a lot of money on targeting last year that I didn't have to.
So, okay. So I want to talk about, definitely want to talk about that, but I want to go back to this video real quick. So the strategy behind this video was to be a little bit goofy, which works on Facebook. I'm assuming that you just shot it with your phone as I'm holding up my iPhone here, right? So like just shot with your phone, not a big production, you know, crew or anything like that. And so once you did that, once you had this strategy here and it's, you know, you're having fun with it, talking about, you know, zero initiation on that, was the strategy there to not only get the word out, but to build engagement audiences of people watching the video or what was that strategy?
Yes. All of the things.
All the above.
Okay. I needed that video to do everything.
Okay. And when did you... So Cyber Monday, a few days obviously after Thanksgiving here in the States, when did you start that video? When did you start the ads for it?
I want to say it was probably 10 days before.
10 days prior. Okay.
I was not sure how long it was going to take to pick up momentum with the video because we had never really used video for ads before.
Yep.
And then now knowing what I know now, like I would have done things a little bit differently to like aggregate that social proof on that one video, you know, like I look back at our post and we have like the same video posted five different times, five different ways, you know, and it's like, but I think just the goofiness of it made it kind of fun and appealing and it did create a good audience for me to target.
So before we get to how you retargeted, I want to hear how you actually targeted that first video because you said that you kind of wasted a little bit of money there, that sort of thing. So how did you target that?
This is really actually embarrassing, Rick. I was like, I just wanted that video to reach as many people as possible, right? Because I thought
in your area, though, right?
In my area, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Like in the world.
I was gonna say okay,
in our area. So I did some interests, right? So I narrowed down to like, I think for tennis, I did a 10-mile radius. And then for fitness, I did smaller because we don't have a lot of fitness areas like in our little historic neighborhood.
Yep.
But in Bellingham, we do. We have tons. So I felt like we needed to be more narrow.
And less tennis areas in your area.
No tennis areas.
Okay. So I think that's really interesting. I love that you did that because you realize that there's no tennis places in your area. And so you're like, all right, well, now I'm going to go 10 miles radius on for that. And then I'm going to separate the fitness offer, basically. I mean, it's the same, same type of offer, but you're going to separate the fitness. You're communicating about the fitness in a different area or different way. And you're narrowing it down because there's more fitness areas in your space. I love that you did that. And I think that's a really, really good lesson for a lot of people too. That's understanding your business, right? That's understanding the landscape in the local area, that you are being very specific in how you are, not only who you're speaking to, but also how you're targeting that.
Well, you made that sound very smart, but I did something really stupid.
Okay. All right. What was that?
So thanks for more credit than I am due there. Actually, so I should have targeted wider than 10 miles for tennis because there's no other tennis club within 60 miles.
Interesting. Okay.
So if I would have layered in, if I would have gone bigger with that targeting and layered in some tennis interests, I think I would have hit a much bigger audience and it would have been more successful. However, I'm happy. I'm really happy with the results because I maxed out the opportunity that I had.
But the other thing that that you want to think about with that is how far or how long is someone actually going to drive, right, to come play tennis? If you're doing 40 miles, let's just say, like, is someone really going to drive 45 minutes to come play? I don't know. Like, I don't play tennis.
To play, maybe once in a while. To have a membership, probably not.
Yeah.
So this year I'm running the same special again. I'm taking the things that I learned last year and I'm going to make them better. But the thing that I will do is I think the majority of the people come from 20 miles or less. So I might extend it out to 20.
Yep. Yeah. And as a local business, one thing that you can do to learn more about that is to research who your existing customers are, right? And find out where they are, where they live, how far they're coming, and use that information, use that intel in your Facebook ads targeting. So, so you targeted that and then you layered in some interest. What types of interest did you layer? Let's start with just with the tennis. What types of interest did you start to layer in there?
I layered in people that like famous tennis professionals.
Okay.
So I had like Roger Federer and who else did I have? Maria Sharapova so I had tennis professionals and then I had people that like U.S. Tennis Association and different tournaments. And then I also had people that just had interest buying behaviors and interest in tennis in general.
Okay.
And it still gave me a pretty big audience. This was one reason though that I had to separate the fitness people out from the tennis people because there's actually at our club not a lot of overlap. Like our tennis people don't really do our fitness area and our fitness people don't always do the tennis. So it's kind of like running two different businesses as far as marketing.
Yeah. No, it totally makes sense. I'm curious for this year when you redo it, are you going to do anything different on the targeting there? Because I have my own feedback on that. Obviously it worked for you, right? But I'm just curious, are you going to do anything different from a tennis perspective on the interest targeting?
Well, this year, I'm really curious what you have to say. but this year I've spent a lot more time building audiences of our own.
Yep.
So I'm going to be targeting those. And then all the other Facebook ad efforts that we've done has also helped build our list. So I'll be targeting our list, excluding members.
Yep.
And then I'll also be targeting lookalikes of our members and lookalikes of our list.
I love it. I mean, so how big is the list?
I want to say the list is around, for my tennis, probably around 5,000.
Wow. Okay. So decent size for a business like that. I mean, so is your goal to start with that and not even test the cold target, the interest targeting the cold audiences or what? Just want to try to get your thinking on that.
Nope. I think I'm going to set up ad sets for everything that I can think of and then, just start shutting things off as I'm not seeing results for those.
Got it.
But lately I've been seeing pretty good results for our lookalike audiences.
Yeah.
With some offers that we've been doing. So I'm hoping that that's where it is. But nice. Okay, so what did I leave out?
Well, no, I mean, it's not that you didn't leave out. Like, I probably wouldn't have targeted, like, the, you know, people who are interested in Roger Federer or Maria Sharapova, just because, like, for example, I haven't, like, I think highly of both Roger Federer and Maria Sharapova, but I'm not a tennis player. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not interested in coming to play tennis, but, like, I root for them because they're, you know, like, they're big names and so forth, but I'm not necessarily interested in coming to play tennis. It's kind of like if I'm in the golf niche, for example, and I'm targeting Tiger Woods, you know, people who have an interest in Tiger Woods. Well, yeah. Probably not. Like, there's going to be so many people who have an interest in Tiger Woods who don't even play golf, you know, that I'm getting a little bit too broad with that. That's what, like, that's, it's sort of how I start to think about that. But I love the fact that you were doing, like, buying behaviors and people who are interested in local tournaments and stuff like that. Like, I love that. I mean, heck, this worked for you, right? So it worked. That's just, like, one thing that I would sort of shift. But I love that you have created these engagement audiences. You've built these custom audiences up. You're doing lookalike audiences. You've built the email list up. All strategies that I would definitely be doing. And I'm super happy to hear that you did that. Now, before we talk more about what you might change for this coming year, what you spent, what, like $600 or something like that on your ads last year?
Yeah.
For that Cyber Monday deal?
Well, actually, that was including the Black Friday,
oh,
too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So for both of them.
Okay. Yeah. What was, and you brought it, what was the total revenue you brought in from that?
From the Cyber Monday, it was about $28,000.
$28,000. Okay.
Yeah. And the Black Friday, it was about $4,000. So over $30,000 for, but, you know, that is the 12-month commitment all wrapped up. So each membership, you know, if everyone did a tennis membership, it's about $1,400.
Yeah.
But we had a mix of tennis and fitness.
Sure,
and,
sure.
Yeah.
So you did about a little over $30,000 in revenue, and you spent about $600 in Facebook ads between these two.
Yeah.
These two
offers.
Is that
good? No.
Yeah. I think a lot of people who are listening and watching right now would love that kind of ROI, myself included. Nice work with that. So when you were, did you end up retargeting people who watched the video? I know you were building the engagement audiences, but
yeah.
So did you actually do that? Okay, cool. And so what did that retargeting ad look like? Meaning, like, what was it? Was it just the offer to come in for the you know, the free membership or the no initiation?
Yes, because on that offer, I was able to use, so they went to the landing page, and then, I mean, even in the video, right? So I put up the video, I had a link to the landing page if they wanted to reserve their membership. If they did, then it just, they gave me their information, sent them to the thank you page, and then I got the email saying, you know, they've opted in, so I would call them and set everything up to come in and sign up for their membership.
Yep.
So when I retargeted, I left out all the people that visited my thank you page, right?
Yep.
And I just retargeted them with an image ad. So it just said, last chance, Cyber Monday deal ends, blah, blah, blah.
Got it. Love it. Have you guys had to use, I know that you said that you're the system there of your members and stuff like that isn't set up for, you know, like pixels and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Have you tried out offline events at all where you are exporting, you know, list of customers from your, however, kind of CRM system that you guys are using at the club there and then importing it into Facebook to use, you know, offline events or what?
No, I didn't understand how to do it, honestly. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the problems that I was having with these Facebook ads.
Yeah.
It was the only place that we advertised the Cyber Monday.
Okay.
I didn't do any ads in the newspaper or anything like that because I wanted to know that all of my results were coming from Facebook. Because I had a feeling that something was going to happen. And it did happen. People would see the ad and instead of clicking on it and signing up, they would call the club or they would come into the club or they would email me directly. Mm-hmm. So when I was looking at my results, I was like, oh my gosh, this ad set is getting $50 lead, or on average, I think I was getting like $30 leads, which I felt like was okay for a $1,400 you know, sale.
Yep.
But some of the leads were showing up way higher than I thought, but I was still getting the results that I wanted. And I think That's what you're talking about with the offline, right?
Yeah. I mean, and keep it, you said that you didn't really understand how to do it. Keep in mind, this is last year and offline events were just starting to be around, but they've simplified it very mm-hmm. much over the past several months here. So even like a year ago, not surprised that you didn't really get into that, but just know that that is an option, you know, if you need to, that's an option for you this year. Pretty simple to do, you know, uploading that list of customers, basically, I'm oversimplifying here, but uploading that list of customers from your database there at the club into Facebook. Facebook will give you a report based on those people who are customers in your list and they're who are engaging with your ads and so forth. So it'll give you an idea of the success of that.
I'll definitely do that this year.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing? Oh, before we go on to for this year, we talked about the tennis. How did you said that you targeted 5 mile radius for the fitness. Mm-hmm. What did you do differently? What other types of things that you do, did you do differently for fitness than tennis?
Gosh, fitness is really hard to target. Mm-hmm. I stuck with interests, I think. Our fitness area is kind of unique in the fact that we don't focus, like we're not a weight loss emphasis kind of place. We mm-hmm. actually target more to baby boomers. So I was looking at not targeting weight loss and things. It was like, gosh, it was like really generic. I can't even believe that anyone...
You can't believe anybody clicked on your ad. And
I can't believe anybody clicked on it, honestly. Yeah, I still struggle with targeting the fitness.
I mean, one thing that you could do there with when it comes to fitness, if you know that your primary target is baby boomers, is like, all right, what are baby boomers into? What are mm-hmm. they interested in? What are they buying? What types of brands are they interested in? What are they watching? What are they consuming? What types of publications are they reading? That sort of thing. And just, this is where it really gets into. And this is frankly where a lot of people don't want to do that work. To learn more about, and I'm not saying this is the case here. I'm just saying what we're talking about here is looking at who your ideal target audience is, but then taking a step back and saying, okay, yes, they're interested in fitness. Okay, great. But you know, what makes up, if you will, that person? What are they interested in on a regular basis? You know, what types of things are they doing in their life? And what are they doing from a hobby perspective and brands and all this type of stuff? So whatever you did last year worked. I would do more of that. Right.
I tried. It's so easy with online brands, I feel like, because you can target pages and you can target anywhere. And like here, I was having to stick with like.
Is that your dog, by the way?
Yes. Chomping can you hear that?
That's hilarious. That's awesome. Yeah. Is he chomping on like a little squeezy toy?
What, yes. Awesome. I won't even tell you that like 2 minutes ago, she was hauling out dirty clothes out of the hamper and running through the living rooms.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, so I did target some of those interests, but again, is that too general for what I'm trying to?
I mean, it worked for you. It worked for you. I mean, I would do obviously. Yeah. This is one of those things that do more of what worked, and you know, I mean, this is an opportunity to learn more about your existing customers, right? Your existing clients who are on the fitness side.
So this year for the fitness, I've been building audiences for the last couple months. Mm-hmm. So I think that we'll have a little bit more success with that. Plus, we just did a complete remodel of our fitness area. So that's been a lot of promotion. But some things that I've been doing to build audiences are we use video to promote a happy birthday offer, which I got from Mike Barnett. That was on your podcast also. Yep. So I got that idea from him. I have all original ideas, obviously.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. That's what I hope people take away from this show is that, you know, like take these ideas and test them out for your own business.
Yeah. I mean, that's been the greatest thing. That's where I'm getting all the ideas. So I'm retargeting those audiences that watched that video or that opted in for that offer. And then we also are doing a 1 week trial, a free trial. Mm-hmm. So all the engagement with that also is being targeted, which is, I think, going to go pretty well for retargeting for the fitness membership, because I know that they're interested because they saw that free birthday. It was a cycle class, a free birthday ride, or they took us up on the 1 week offer, but haven't joined.
This is great. So the biggest things that you're changing for this year, are you going to do both Black Friday and Cyber Monday, or are you just going to do Cyber Monday?
I was just going to do Cyber Monday. And then I think that we're still going to do the Black Friday.
So it's Black Friday. Cool. I mean, yeah. Like, again, it worked. It worked last year, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I think there's some big takeaways here of, and I want to kind of really kind of drill down on as we wrap up here. You had great success with these campaigns last year. You were just trying things out. You know, you were learning as you went. You're like cringing right now as you think about, you know, some of the things that you did. But look, I mean, you spent $600 and made over $30,000 in revenue. So obviously what you did worked. You were trying things out. You were, you know, you were running with it. You went with the, I love the strategy of using the video to then build the re-engagement audiences after that. And then you went into this year where you're like, okay, I learned some stuff there. You've gotten smarter and you're doing a lot more with Facebook ads as the year has gone on here. And I think a real key thing that I'm hearing from you is you're like, you're building these engagement audiences, right? You're putting out content throughout the year to build these engagement audiences so that you can then create lookalike audiences, uploading your email list, so you're building your email list, you're creating lookalike audiences out of that. So you can still test, as you mentioned, you can still test some of those, you know, cold audiences, but you now have these greater, you know, the warm audiences are much bigger. So you have that, you can dive right into that. I'm really keen to hear after how this goes, you know, this year, how well if you even needed I know you're going to test it, but if you even needed the cold audiences. Because your spots, especially with tennis, your spots are limited, right? You only have so many spots. I'm really curious if all of your work that you've done this year to build these engagement audiences and warm audiences, like that's where your sales come from right off the bat. And then you don't even need the cold audiences. I'll be really curious to hear how that goes.
Yeah, me too. You know, looking back, it's kind of a miracle that just trying out some of these strategies actually worked to generate some money. But I think that people should know that just trying things, you know, like you're always saying, you don't know until you test. You just got to test. And I learned just enough, you know, by last fall to be able to test some things and got good results. So
yeah, I love it. And I love that you did the goofy video. I love that. You know, you're like, all right, well, because everyone wants to know, like, well, what should I do? And you're like, let's do a goofy video about saying the word zero in different ways. I love it. I love it. And that's that type of stuff that works really well on Facebook because of that's the type of platform that it is. Jackie, this has been really, really good. I know that people are going to want to reach out to you and connect with you and maybe ask questions or whatever. If you're up for it, if you're ready for that, how can people connect with you? What's the best way?
Yes. I put up a little page just for this purpose.
Oh, okay. Okay.
and it's jackie-ellis.com.
Okay.
And I'm going to put up some visuals on that page also, if anyone's curious to see what I did. They're just not there yet.
Okay. Okay. So Jackie is with an IE, JACKIE hyphen Ellis, ELLIS.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you for doing that. I didn't know you were putting that up. So that's awesome. So people can check that out. Maybe we'll put the video that you're mentioning, the zero video over there. so people can check that out as well. Jackie, this has been really, really good. Thank you so much for chatting about this.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one with Jackie today. Something I haven't done a whole lot of here in the show is to personally acknowledge those of you guys who are leaving ratings and reviews for the show over on iTunes. And I want to change that today. I really appreciate the time that you guys take to leave that rating and review for the show. It's a huge help to the show. So I want to make sure that I'm acknowledging those of you guys who are leaving ratings and reviews. And that's going to start today with Kelly Humans. Kelly's title there on the rating review says, Rick's realistic and relatable. And she says, this podcast is the one that I go to regularly looking for the greatest tips on on Facebook advertising. I've implemented many of Rick's and his guest suggestions and feel so fortunate to have access to such uninhibited sharing. Thank you, Rick, for always showing up and always delivering free content that you could clearly charge thousands for. Winky face. Kelly, really appreciate your feedback there. And thank you so much for leaving that rating. We're up to 308 five-star ratings, reviews for the show there on iTunes. Really, really appreciate that. So if you've not yet left an honest rating review for the show over on iTunes, I would love it if you take a second to do that. Your feedback is what keeps me going with this show. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. And before we head out, if you want to win a 30-minute strategy session with me, I would love to hear from you over on Facebook Messenger. All you have to do to be entered to win a 30-minute strategy session with me is to give me your feedback on the podcast here. And specifically, I'd like to hear what you'd like to hear more of. Things like topics, guests that you'd like to hear on the show, style of the show, frequency, length, any ideas that you'd like to share with me, I'd love to hear them from you. So to share your ideas and feedback, you could message me over on Facebook, and I've set up a simple link that will get you right there. Just go to rickmulready.com/messenger. I'll also link it up in the show notes for today's episode, which is rickmulready.com/165. But again, that messenger link is rickmulready.com/messenger. And when you message me with your ideas and feedback, I'm going to pick one person at random at the end of the month to win a 30-minute strategy call with me. We can talk about Facebook ads, growing your business, online marketing strategy, growing a team, whatever it is that you'd like to talk about, we can hammer it out in that 30-minute strategy call. Thank you so much in advance for your feedback and for your ideas. And thank you so much for listening to the show today. Coming up next, I've got a special episode for you, something I haven't tried yet here on the show. I'm going to leave it at that, and I'm really excited to bring it to you. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.